Jaguars postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars' great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation. Jaguars postgame starts right now.
Welcome in, JP Shadrick with Mike Dempsey. No Fred Taylor tonight. He'll be back with us next week. The Jaguars fall in week 9, 19-14, the final to the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are 6-2 and currently in a three-way tie for first place in the AFC West. So that will be broken tonight as the other two teams in that division have a game this evening. The Jags fall to 2-6. They're in last place in the AFC South. Plenty of thoughts about this one. Overall, the offense had some moments today. The running game was there. They had some other moments they'd like to forget. Some dropped balls, some missed opportunities, the third and one situations they'd love to have back a few different times. The defense kept the Jaguars in this game after four turnovers and all those short fields. The Jags defense forced a number of field goals today when it could have been, in theory, 35-7. It ended up being a game the Jaguars were in and had the ball in the final drive to possibly take the lead. So a lot of ways to look at this game today. I'm going to go positive on this one because the defense hung around and did what they had to do on a short field today.
I'm not. I mean, look, the bottom line is they lost the game. And they lost the game because of that one stat, four turnovers. Four turnovers to none, yep. And they lost it by 5 points, JP. I mean, they killed themselves today. I know – a lot of Jaguar fans probably not happy with that call with Chris Ivory at the goal line. I think that's one that we've been discussing it here in the studio. That's going to go with whatever was called on the field. There was not indisputable evidence, but we'll see what Gus thinks.
Yeah, Gus Bradley with Jeff Loggeman right now in Kansas City. Jeff?
All right, thank you, JP. Gus, certainly a hard-fought game, but anytime you end up -4 in turnover differential, it's tough to win a football game, isn't it?
It is. That's in the NFL, across the board. If you have four turnovers, awfully difficult to win.
The last one there, Chris Ivory, you would think he crossed the goal line, the plane of the goal line, but certainly no camera angle to disprove it.
Looked like there was, but got to go with their call.
Leaves your football team now at 2-6. What do you do from here?
Well, a lot of things. You know, third down, that's where you look at. They're 1-14, 8%. We rushed for 205 yards. Penalties were down to 5. But we didn't come here to collect positives. We came here to win the game. And that's what's disheartening. When you have four turnovers like that, like you said earlier, Logs, it's tough to get that. And, sometimes these lessons like this is a hard, hard-ass lesson. It's a great place to play, hard environment to play. And we came here with that intent, and we didn't come out of here. So that part's disappointing.
Your offense, you made a change at offensive coordinator this week, and you guys were able to move the football very effectively today, but points just didn't come.
Yeah, we missed some opportunities. I think you saw that, and we all take responsibility for that. Had some drops, had some missed throws, fumbles. All those things give us opportunity to put points on the board, and we didn't capture all of them. And in a close game like this, those come back to haunt you.
All right, any word on Allen Hurns?
No, I haven't heard anything yet.
All right, thank you, Gus.
Thank you.
There's Gus Bradley in the locker room after, hey, didn't come to collect lessons, came to win.
That's a hard-ass lesson to learn. Yep. Gus is ticked, and I think it goes back particularly to the play at the goal line, because you could see he was as irate as I can recall seeing him on a Jaguar sideline when they did not get that call. It's an automatic review on the turnover and its scoring play, so that got a look. And he clearly felt when you saw Ivory's hand emerge, and it looked like he was holding the ball, but as soon as they let it go to real time, the ball is flying out. You don't know if he's reaching for the ball, JP, or if he is extending the ball. I think it's a tough position for the ref to not go with the call on the field there. But clearly, again, Gus echoed it. It comes down to four turnovers. All those things, 205 yards on the ground today. Who thought a Jaguar team could run against Kansas City the way they did today?
Right. Dean Blandino, the league VP of officiating, has tweeted out that he'll do a video about that play later today. So maybe we'll see it online somewhere as the hours
go by. It won't make anybody feel any better.
Just to see their thinking behind
absolutely.
It. So apparently they seem pretty confident that they got the call correct. We'll come back. Jeff Loggeman inside the locker room. Jags fall in Kansas City 19-14. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a
Okay, I'd give credit to Kansas City. A very well-coached team. We knew that coming into it and played hard in all aspects. We knew this environment was an unbelievable environment. Loud, crowd noise was something that we were aware of. And, you know, give them credit. They just made more plays than we did. I think when you take a look at it, it comes down to the turnovers. We had four turnovers, and when you do that, in any game in the NFL, it's hard to win. And for us, you know, we did it at critical times in the goal line situations. Most of them, I think all of them, weren't back, except for the goal line one, was all backed up. I thought our defense did a good job in those situations, holding them out, at least the field goal attempts. I think they did score one touchdown. You know, you look at some of the stats, and you see the third down, the defense much improved there. Held them to 1 out of 14. Offense, rushing the ball, 205 yards, something like that. Penalties were down to 5. But we didn't come here to collect positives. We came here to win, and we didn't get it done.
What's the explanation on the Ivory fumble?
I guess they didn't, you know, it looked like it from what we saw, but their view, it, I guess, didn't show it.
Is it because the original ruling was a fumble? Is it tough to get that overturned?
We'll have to ask them.
Four turnovers overall. How frustrating were some of those opportunities you missed?
Very frustrating.
How about not causing any turnovers again? Do you feel like the Abu Kamara?
That's right. Yeah, we had an opportunity. We didn't capture it.
What did you see out of Hackett and how this offense responded?
I thought it was good. I thought we mixed it up good. You know, we ran the ball, and we mixed it up with some passes. I thought we missed some opportunities. We had some chances to capture, to get some explosive plays, and we were off a little bit or had some drops. And those type plays that you have in an environment like this against a team like that, yeah, make the plays.
Is it as simple as that for you? Hearns had a big drop on fourth down and a couple of the fumbles, just guys making plays or not.
Yeah, I mean, four turnovers. I mean, I don't know what – they were 1 out of 14 on third down. We had 205 yards rushing. We had 5 penalties. You know, it comes down to turnovers, you know.
We didn't get them.
They had them. We didn't get the score on the goal line. They, you know, they held us out. Ball game.
Outside of the fumble by Ivory at the goal line, what was his difference today in overall the run?
I just think it was – you know, we stuck with it. And it was pretty clear that was our intent, that we wanted to mix it up. And we felt like if those plays generated, you know, and we got some runs that we liked, we'd stick with it. So it was good. I thought those guys ran hard, you know, and did a good job with it. We just did the ball again.
Did frustration hit a new level when you check off a lot of the boxes that you want to check off?
Well, I think when you emphasize it, you know, and I get it. Some of them were straining to try to make a play, you know, trying to get that extra yard, trying to get the, you know, so I understand that part of it. Just like Chris Ivory, trying to get that touchdown, you know, and felt like he got it across the line, you know, and those parts. But, you know, I understand their mentality. They want it so bad, but it comes back to you got to take care of it.
The way you all dominated the stat sheet, one would think that you were the ones to win the game. The way that it turned out, is a lot of the stuff that went on today that was negative, fixable.
Yeah, well, the turnovers. You know, I think you talk about dominating the stats. We didn't dominate that one, you know. And that's usually that's the number one factor in winning and losing is the turnover ratio. And so I don't know. I don't mean to be smug or, you know, I guess I'm frustrated with that because I felt like we had our opportunities. And, you know, when you turn over the ball like that against a really good team, you know, you feel like you just missed something. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
So we got 8 games left, so we can go out and finish this thing 10-6. You know what I mean? That's my mindset, to finish 10-6. So that's what we're going to prepare to do, and that's our goal.
All right, thank you, Telvin.
Yep, no problem.
Telvin Smith inside the Jaguars locker room. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey from the HannityAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. Jaguars postgame rolls along. To Telvin's point and Jeff's point there, I mean, the short field today, the touchdown drive was a 23-yard line, was where that drive started. There was a 5-yard drive, a 25-yard drive.
Another 5-yard
drive for the other field goals. I mean, and that's short field after short field, and coming up with just 3 instead of 7, that kept this game at least tight.
I would like Telvin Smith said, for the defense to create a lot of turnovers. However, I find it hard to fault the defense for much of anything today, other than, you know, an occasional play here or there. Tashawn Gibson ran into Prince Amukamara. He's trying to make a play, gets his head around late, and doesn't allow the interception to happen. But, I mean, look, JP, they got put in bad position after bad position over and over and over again. What was it, 1 out of 14 on third down?
1 of 14.
1 of 14 on third down.
By far the best day they've had all year.
One of the best days in the National Football League, yes, of any team this year. Are you kidding? I mean, so the defense gave them time after time, opportunity after opportunity. You can talk all about Kansas City being shorthanded on offense. So what? I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
They played with who they had. The defense did a great job stopping them, not even slowing them down. I think they stopped them today. And, you know, short fields resulting in field goals. What do you, defense gives up 5 yards on a drive? What are you supposed to do?
What else do you want to ask them?
That ain't nothing, right? I mean, so I don't know what else to say here. I guess the one big play they gave up was the catch and run by Charkandrick West on the 3rd and 34, which allowed Kansas City to get a field goal there. Yeah. Because then
it was after the Kelce ejection,
Kelce had 30 yards worth of penalties. They gave a big chunk of that right back, and they were able to get the field goal instead of punting it away to the Jags. And maybe you play it a little bit differently at the end. You still aren't needing to go for it. Actually, you probably could have tried the field goal there instead of going for it on fourth down towards the end. But, you know, you can point to a lot of things. Jason Myers missed the field goal. He had plenty of distance, but he pushed it wide right.
54-yard field
it
goal.
Is a but, look, he's got the leg. He's got the leg, so kick it, you know, kick it between the upright. He started it right. It stayed right. So, I mean, I'm not saying that's a chip shot or anything easy, but when you're a team that's struggling to find wins, these are the plays that separate you from the good teams. And again, the four turnovers, paramount. You circle that in red marker, yep, and that's the big thing.
Let's go through these four turnovers. We're hoping to get back to Arrowhead Stadium at some point. Jeff Lagerman still inside the Jags locker room. The fumbled punt by Brian Walters. Can't have
terrible
that.
He's supposed to be your sure-handed guy. I mean, yes, he was sure-handed catching it, but you know.
Then again, he is the backup punt returner because Rashad Greene was inactive today again, so he would probably be out there if he was active. Rashad Greene has been your guy.
Right, and we saw Marquise Lee last week, and he muffed one.
That's right.
So now it's Walters, so who do you go to? Back to Greene next week.
The Bortles interception, Ramique Wilson.
Terrible throw. That was just a bad throw. I mean, I don't know if you ever saw him on that one. He had the other one down near the goal line where he hit the defender right in the chest. He's lucky he got away with that, but okay, so you got those two.
Yeldon's fumble where it looked like he took like an uppercut shot to the jaw,
I mean,
knocked him out.
He got cold cocked on that. And, I mean, it's not an excuse, but that one's the more understandable, I think, so far out of the three.
Right. And then the fumble at the goal line, Ivory, was it, was it not? It was called that it was, and no evidence to overturn, they say.
No, and, still plenty of time to overcome that. It's you shouldn't have to overcome it. You're feeling if you feel like you broke the plane. I don't know. Again, that's one of those. If it was called a touchdown on the field, they would have reviewed that and they would have kept it a touchdown.
Let's go back to Kansas City. AJ Cann is with Jeff Lagerman in the lot.
Thank you, JP. AJ, changing offensive coordinators this week, and you guys were able to move the ball effectively up and down the field, but no points, and the turnovers offensively hurt.
Yeah, you know, you can't come into an environment like this and expect to win a game when you turn the ball over in this type of win a game. You can't do that.
Your defense, boy, I mean, gave you guys an opportunity down the stretch. What can you say about that performance that they had?
You know, they had an outstanding game. I think I heard Kurt say it was like Kansas City's offense was like 1 for 13 on third downs. And, you know, we had an opportunity to win it at the end, but we just couldn't convert on that fourth down.
For you guys offensively, a lot of week of change. Do you feel good about where you're going? I mean, this is the first game you guys have been able to put drives where you're moving the ball effectively.
Yes. You know, I feel really good. You know, and coaches came to us after the game and said, we're going to do some good things because, you know, I like where we're going. Like you said, we're able to move the ball. And if we continue to do that and without the turnovers, you know, we'll be a really good offense and a good team.
All right. Thank you, AJ.
Yes, sir.
AJ Cann inside the Jaguars locker room at Arrowhead Stadium. We'll take our time out. We'll come back with the lightning fast questions for Mike Dempsey.
Yes,
this
sir.
Week. Final score in Kansas City, Chiefs 19, Jaguars 14. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
You got your Jaguars jersey, your Jaguars throw blankets, your Jaguars.
office location. But deadlines don't let up. You need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your medical practice is growing fast and you have more patients than you have room for, you need to start, well, making some room, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new exam tables and stools, x-ray machines, and microscopes quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
X1 from Xfinity will change the way you experience sports. With the X1 Sports app, you can track stats and scores on your TV while watching another game live. Xfinity, the future of awesome. Final score in Kansas City, the Chiefs 19, the Jaguars 14. JP Shadrick with Mike Dempsey from the HananiahAutos.com studio. It is time now for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast question to the great game for Mike Dempsey.
Yes, sir.
But Taylor's out tonight. Brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Number one, beyond the turnovers, is this offense fixed?
For one day, the running game was fixed. Let's see if they can continue. I don't think you can say it's fixed until we see if this was a one-game aberration or it becomes a trend. Bortles played better today. The passing game was better. Certainly wasn't fixed, though, today. Too many mistakes still in the passing game.
This defensive performance, question number two, how does this rank among their performances this season?
Tops by far. I had to look up the numbers against Chicago, who they held to 16 points. 389 total yardage for Chicago. 231 today for Kansas City. They dominated. The defense of the Jags dominated the Chiefs. By far their best performance of the season.
A lot of short fields, though, that might have skewed some of the yardage.
It may have, but they were forcing three and outs and giving up field goal attempts.
Third and finally, 2-6 record for the Jaguars. What now moving forward?
Like Telvin Smith said, 10-6. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be your mentality. You got to look at this one and say, all right, we played better in a lot of areas, but you got to let that disgust of losing a game that you really feel like you should have won. I think, JP, watching this game, this one is one that bothers me more than the first. All the losses at the beginning of the season, what you were close with Green Bay, oh, that hurt. You let it get away. You got dominated by San Diego. That hurt in a different way. You feel like you gave it away against Baltimore. Today, you look at the numbers, and again, we're going to be circling 4-0 on the turnover margin and pointing to that for a long, long time. This one really, really bugs me.
There you have it. Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions and answers for Mike Dempsey.
I'm curious how Jag fans will react to this one, because certainly they played so much better, but the result is what the result is. They played better in statistically. You know, stats are stats. They are what they are. The final stat is the scoreboard, and that's what matters in the National Football League.
The performance, though, just looked overall cleaner, well, besides the turnovers, cleaner than last Thursday night, much cleaner than last Thursday night.
The running game was really, really good. It wasn't just okay. It wasn't good by Jaguar standards. It was really good today.
Yes.
And I'm a little mystified still, and maybe it will find out here as we get a chance to talk to the coaching staff a little bit more when they get back here. But you're in 3rd-and-1 at the goal line. It wasn't 3rd-down. I think it was 2nd-and-1 at the goal line. You're in 3rd-and-1 in the middle of the field on that final drive when you had to go for it on 4th-down. Why is Chris Ivory not the guy getting the football in that circumstance? And I get it. He fumbled, or did he? Gus didn't think he fumbled.
That's right.
So I don't think Gus was holding that against him.
Maybe and they had him out before that fumble, too. And that was that first instance you're talking about when they ended up scoring the touchdown.
Correct.
Anyway,
right. They scored the touchdown at the end of the half, so it didn't come back to hurt them. But you're thinking, this is a guy we saw in that 42-yard run. He's ready to lower the shoulder and bowl some people over today, and that's how he was running with that reckless abandon that we thought Chris Ivory was going to bring. And so that, to me, is the one mystery about the running game. But overall, man, over 200 yards on the ground, and I know Blake did a little bit of that damage, but it wasn't like he carried the running game as he has often this season.
Ivory 107 today on the ground. Bortles had 54 yards rushing.
107, how many carries for Chris?
18.
18 carries, so a very efficient day.
A 42-yarder in there, too, like you said.
Right, yeah. But that's how you – if you're going to average over 5 yards a carry, you're probably going to pop a run here or there.
We'll come back. Bud Light play of the game. We've got the EverBank final stat check as well. Final score, 19-14. Chiefs over the Jaguars. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Ready to take your game to the next level? Become a pro fan. Only with NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. With NFL Red Zone, you can see every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. And with NFL Network, you get 24/7 coverage of the entire league. Switch to an X1 double play from Comcast and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call 1-800-XFINITY or click today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Football is back, and if you love fantasy sports, there's only one place you want to play. FanDuel. FanDuel packs a full season of excitement into just 1 week. So, what are you waiting for? Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. FanDuel. Be sports rich. Try FanDuel now. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to 50-50 NFL beginner contests. One per week for 5 weeks. Just go to FanDuel.com and use the code SUNNY. That's FanDuel.com, code SUNNY. Void where prohibited.
Following the Jaguars' nonstop to away games this season, on-airport parking at Jacksonville International will cut the stress out of your travel experience. JAX garage facilities offer covered parking and a short walk to the terminal. Economy parking is only $5 per day with free shuttle service to and from the airport. To learn more about Jacksonville International parking options, visit FlyJax.com. That's FlyJax.com.
Hi folks, Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town, that's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's. And remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
The response to Beard's Jewelry's spectacular offer has been overwhelming. 5 years, zero interest financing on any purchase. But these are the final days. Once this incredible opportunity ends, it will not be extended.
It's your chance to get that $6,000 designer engagement ring and pay just $100 a month. Or a $4,000 pair of diamond stud earrings and pay just $67 a month.
At Beard's Jewelry at the St. Johnstown Center. On approved credit, see store for details.
Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beard's Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. Final score at Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas City. The Chiefs beat the Jags 19-14. Chiefs now 6-2. The Jags fall to 2-6. J.P. Shadrick, we'll get back with Mike Dempsey in just a moment. It's time now to listen to the highlights from today's game, including the Bud Light play of the game. We start off in the first quarter with a Jaguars turnover. The Jags had forced a couple of punts from Kansas City. The second of those returned by Brian Walters, but not far.
Oakwood punts away again. Punts away from just outside his 20. Brian Walters is going to retreat on this one. He'll field it at the 15-yard line. Try to run to the right. Now to the middle of the field. Out past the 20. Ball's on the ground. The ball is fumbled. I think Kansas City has it. Brian Walters fumbled the return. And Kansas City has recovered it inside the 25-yard line of Jacksonville.
It was at the 23-yard line. In fact, two plays later, Foles to Albert Wilson for the score.
Shotgun, three right, one left for Foles. Play fake, looking, throws it deep to the middle of the field. Got a receiver out there. That is going to be caught for the touchdown. Albert Wilson right down the middle of the field made the catch from 23 yards away, and Kansas City has struck first.
7-0 Chiefs at that point. The Jags had a turnover on downs. Kansas City punted. Jags back on offense. But Blake Bortles intercepted in the second quarter.
Ivory the running back. Bortles under center. Two right. Slot left. Play fake. Bortles drops. Looking deep down the field. Still looking. Fires to the middle. It's going to be intercepted. That ball is picked off by the Chiefs to the 25-yard line. He's going to try and reverse his field now. Nowhere to go. Now inside the 30 still. And he's going to be wrestled to the ground. Now a flag comes in at the end of it. Allen Robinson made the tackle, but an interception deep in Jaguars territory.
The Jags defense held, though, a 5-yard drive. Santos hit a 26-yard field goal for the Chiefs, 10-0. A couple of drives later, the Jaguars got something going. 11 plays, 88 yards, capped off by the Bud Light play of the game. Bortles to Allen Robinson right before halftime.
Third and goal now from the 1-yard line. 7 seconds to play in the half. You trail by 10. Need to get it in here. Two left, one right. Ivory the running back. Shotgun for Bortles. Dropping the throw is Blake. Looking, 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 still looking. Fires to the back of the end zone. Did he get it in there? Caught for the touchdown by Allen Robinson. He tapped his toe in the back of the end zone. And the Jags are on the board.
1-yard touchdown. The Jags got on the board before the half. 10-7. That's the Bud Light play of the game. Brought to you by Bud Light, who reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. Second half. The Jags defense forced a 3-and-out. The Jags offense, though, T.J. Yeldon on the carry loses control.
Third and 17 now from the 19-yard line. Inside handoff to Yeldon to the 20, to the 25. Out past the 30-yard line, still on his feet. Got to pass the 35-yard line. He's going to be very close. The ball's out. He's very close to a first down, but the ball popped out at the end of the run. Let's see who got on top of this thing.
Well, the Chiefs are signaling their ball, and it is.
It is the Chiefs' ball. He was close to a first down, and at the end of the run, the ball popped out.
He took a heck of a lick to knock the ball loose. The Jags' defense holds, though, forces a 51-yard field goal, 13-7. The Jags couldn't do anything. They punted away. Another Santos field goal after a long return, 24-yard field goal there, 16-7. Myers missed a 54-yard field goal for the Jags. Santos hits another field goal on a short field. Kelsey was ejected. They got a screenplay to get back into field goal territory. 19-7 Kansas City. But then the Jaguars drove again. 5 plays, 74 yards. They're set up at the 1-yard line. This really was the story of the game for the Jags.
From about the 1.5-yard line, they've marked it at the 1.5. Heavy formation in there. Alo Alo the fullback. Ivory the tailback. 3 tight ends in front of them. Under center is Bortles. Blake gives it to Ivory. Lowers the shoulder to the goal line.
He fumbled it.
The ball is out. The ball came out near the goal line. No signal. I thought he might have been in.
They ruled it a fumble. They reviewed it. They upheld the ruling and the touchback. So Kansas City got the ball. They were forced to go 3-and-out. The Jags go down the field, though, quickly. 61 yards. Bortles to Yeldon for the touchdown.
Second down and 10 from the 13 of Kansas City. 19-7. The Chiefs lead it. Shotgun for Bortles. Two left, one right. Bortles drops the throw. Goes to the right side. T.J. Yeldon to the 5. Cuts inside a defender. Into the end zone for the touchdown. T.J. Yeldon caught it. Made somebody miss. Sliced through 2 defenders. And Jacksonville is in the end zone again.
19-14 the score. The Jags defense again gets a 3-and-out. Gets the ball back for the Jaguars. They have to go for it on 4th down.
It's going to be a shotgun. Yeldon to the left of the quarterback. Bortles drops the throw. Looks. Looks. Fires the crossing route. Is knocked away and incomplete. He threw it to a very well-covered Brian Walters. It really wasn't there, and it was knocked away. And the Jaguars are going to turn the ball over on down.
That was how it ended. The Jags fall today 19-14. The second half performance from the Jags defense really was the star of the show today. They forced 3 3-and-outs, 3 field goals on short fields, but the Jags offense couldn't hold on to the football, and that's how it happened today at Arrowhead Stadium. We're back with an Everbank final stats check. Plenty to come with Mike Dempsey. Final score 19-14. Chiefs win it. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
The average family wastes numerous gallons of water a day waiting for it to heat up.
There's got to be a better way.
And that's not just wasted water, that's wasted time and money down the drain. Thanks to the smart recirculation technology of Rinnai's new Ultra Series tankless water heaters, faster hot water and big savings on water and gas are now just a turn of the knob away.
I knew there was a better way.
Faster hot water and the power to live better are here, only from Rinnai tankless water heaters. To learn more, visit us at rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
The kick is up. It's good! It's time for Field Goals for Firehouse Subs. You could score a free Firehouse sub when you register at jaguars.com/firehousesubs. If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more, we'll send you a coupon for a free medium sub with purchase of a sub, chips, and a medium drink. Visit jaguars.com/firehousesubs for complete details. It's Field Goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Subs.
Hey, Jags fans, Coach Gus Bradley here. Nothing quite matches the excitement of leading our team onto Everbank Field, and now game day can start with you through the Everbank on the Prowl sweepstakes. For each Jags home game, one lucky fan will win tickets, pregame sideline access, and the opportunity to lead our team as they take the field. To enter and for official rules, go to everbank.com/prowl. That's everbank.com/prowl and enter today. No purchase necessary. Everbank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Jaguars return to action Sunday, November 13th in a head-to-head AFC South showdown at Everbank Field. Blake Bortles and company look to take down the division rival Houston Texans. Visit Jaguars.com to purchase your seats today. The annual Salute to Service game will welcome thousands of servicemen and women. Come show your support for these local heroes. Limited tickets remain for as low as $44. Call 904-633-2000 to purchase today. PRI Productions has everything you need to bring your next event to life. If you want people to come together, you want PRI. Visit PRIProductions.com to learn more. Jaguars postgame rolls along. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, no Fred Taylor today. He'll be back with us next week. The Jags fall in Kansas City 19-14. Chiefs are now 6-2. The Jags are 2-6. It's time now for an Everbank final stats check for this game, and we start off with the team statistics dominated by Jacksonville. What a change from the last couple of weeks for this Jaguars team. First downs, 25-10 in favor of Jacksonville. Third downs told the tale today, too. Jacksonville 5-13 on offense. Kansas City only 1-14 on third down today. The Jaguars got them off the field all day. Total yardage, 449-231 in favor of Jacksonville. Rush yardage, 205 on the ground for the Jags, 62 for Kansas City. And they outpassed them net yardage, 244-169. Penalties, not a huge issue today. 5 for 46 yards for the Jags, 8 for 75 for Kansas City, including 30 yards on back-to-back penalties by Kelsey that get him ejected from the ball game. Time of possession, 21 seconds in favor of Kansas City for the day. And that's about it, except for the turnovers. 4 turnovers for the Jags, none for the Chiefs. The points off the turnovers, that was the difference today.
Boy, you want to know how you lose a game going holding a team to 1-14 on third down?
That's how.
Just watch this game. Yeah. That's how. I mean,
DVR it.
That's how it took. That's what it took. Blake Bortles just over 50% passing today for 252 yards, 22 out of 41 completions and attempts there. 2 touchdowns. He did throw the 1 interception, was sacked twice. Nick Foles on the other side threw 20 of 33 for 187 and a score. Did not turn it over, however. Chris Ivory, we've been talking about it, averaged 5.9 yards per carry, 18 carries for 107 yards. TJ Yeldon chipped in with 7 for 33. Blake Bortles had 54 yards on 6 scrambles today. Charcandrick West, very good job by the Jaguar defense to contain him. 13 carries, averaged 3 yards a pop for right at 39. Travis Kelce led the way through the air, 5 for 58, and then got himself thrown out on the same play with back-to-back unsportsmanlikes, and that really neutered what little Kansas City passing offense they had. Marquise Lee led the way through the air for the Jags, 4 grabs for 84 yards, including that 51-yarder where he just stepped out of bounds at the 3. That's the drive where Ivory ultimately was ruled to have fumbled before crossing the goal line. Allen Robinson, 7 catches for 76 yards and a score, 5 grabs for 32 yards and a touchdown for T.J. Yeldon in this one. Paul Posluszny with 10 total tackles, including 6 solos. And Aaron Colvin, we weren't sure if he was going to play, had 7 tackles of his own, including 5 solos in this game.
So there you have it, the EverBank final stats check today. 19-14 is the final score. We'll come back. The player of the game voting.
Oh,
Tony Smith will be involved today since Fred is not with us.
Very exciting for Tony.
That's coming up. We'll have an injury report as well. Final score, 19-14. Chiefs over the Jags. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
The CSI Companies has been getting the people business right for more than 20 years in Jacksonville. CSI proudly opened their doors just as the Jaguars came to town. And they've been valuable business partners for some of Jacksonville's largest companies. Do you have a need for temporary help during a busy time period? Looking for a team of IT consultants for a special project? CSI can help. Call them at 800-582-0828 or go to thecsicompanies.com. Don't partner with just anyone. Partner with the CSI Companies, proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Attention athletes, I'm Mindy Black, dietitian for the Jacksonville Jaguars, with a tip on how to take your game to the next level. Make Zach Snacks a part of your game plan. Omega-3s are essential for optimal brain function and recovery. If you need to increase your awareness and focus during practice and games, then you need Zach Snacks. It's a tasty way to get your omega-3s. Research tested and approved, Zach Snacks are an official snack of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So snack the way the pros snack. Find us at myzachsnacks.com.
Taking the field, a bold vet.
Check out that power.
Gets the most out of every carry.
That's one tough lineup.
And it's all because of EcoBoost technology with the power and performance to take it to the house.
And you can get it in just about any Ford, including the rugged F-150 and the lightning quick Mustang.
Ford powered by EcoBoost. Proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Get it at your Southern Ford dealer today.
Jaguars postgame continues. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Dempsey. Jags fall today, 19-14. 2-6 record for the Jaguars now. The Chiefs, with the win, are now 6-2. The Raiders and Broncos play tonight, so there'll be a new team in first place. They're all tied currently at this very moment, 6-2 record. One of those will improve at the end of the evening. It's time now to pick a Jaguars Radio Network player of the game today. Here's how it works. I get a vote. Mike, you get a vote.
Thank you.
Fred usually gets a vote and a half, but today Tony Smith, our producer, will step in and get the vote and a half.
I'll take it.
In place of Fred Taylor. Thank you. So you want to start, Mike? Go ahead.
Yeah, why not? And we'll see then if one of your votes actually matters by the time this comes around. Because honestly, you guys have watched all the Jaguar football this year, right? We've seen the previous seven games.
Yeah, we've seen them. Yeah.
Have you seen a running back have anything resembling a really good day so far this year? Certainly not a 100-yard performance, despite the fumble at the goal line.
It
goes in the books. But yes. Despite that, Chris Ivory averaging 5.9 yards a carry, and you finally felt like the Jags had a running game today. You know, they pieced it together to get to 100 yards for the running backs against Indy. Today, it was Ivory easily going over 100 on 18 carries. I say easily. He had 107, but he had the 42-yard run, which was a tone setter. Great job up the left sideline. Lowered his shoulder, ran a guy over, picked up another 10 or 15 yards after that contact. So Chris Ivory, for me, was the easy pick for player of the game.
Well, I'll go ahead and make your vote irrelevant, Tony, because, yeah, Ivory, 18-107, 5.9. You can't argue with any of that stuff. Now, I will say the running at Yeldon, 7-33, 4.7 average for him. But at the end of the day, each one of them lost a fumble.
Right, and Yeldon did score the touchdown on a reception, but nevertheless. Tony, we're going to have a clean sweep?
No, I was actually going to go Marquise Lee the whole time.
Okay.
Because he was the only guy that really had made one of those big plays for the Jaguars in this game that didn't have the big mistake on the other side of it too. Chris Ivory with the fumble. It's not that I didn't think he had a fantastic game, and it was nice to see somebody running in some open field for this Jaguars running game. But Marquise, when this is a team that we've watched kind of curl up in those kind of situations, made that huge play to get them right back in it after that fumble and kept them alive in the football game.
You know, Blake only over 50%, just over 50% with his passes, but he made some really good throws today. He made some poor ones as well, but that throw to Lee was really good. He hit Hearns on the 4th-and-1, and Hearns just dropped it. I mean, inexplicable. It would have been a chip shot field goal at the very worst. Would have been 1st-and-goal inside the 5-yard line. Just missed Allen Robinson on a couple of what would have been big plays. One of them would have gone for a touchdown. A-Rob decided to lay out for the first one. I heard the guys on the broadcast, it's tough, man. You criticize the guy because he doesn't run through the ball. Then the next time he tries to do that, and you're saying, should he have laid out for it? It's tough in real time, I think, to determine. But Blake just missing on a number of big plays in the passing game. So it's a little more encouraging, but the final score is what it is.
You can go a couple of defensive candidates if you really wanted to. Poslesny, 10 tackles today. Colvin had 7 tackles in the secondary today. Talvin Smith had 5. So there you have it. The Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game by voting is Chris Ivory. His day-to-day, 18 carries, 107 yards, 5.9 average.
Not that it's that surprising because Casey doesn't really have a number one receiver with Macklin hurt, but I don't think Ramsey made the stat sheet today at all. You know, why would Kansas City of all teams challenge Jalen Ramsey? All their guys are pretty much wide receiver twos anyway, so stay away from him.
We're back with the injury report presented by the Baptist Health System. Final score, 19-14. Chiefs over the Jaguars. Jaguars postgame continues on Jaguars Radio.
Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring CDL drivers in Duval and St. John's counties. With Republic Services, new drivers receive a $1,500 sign-on bonus and competitive benefits. Over 50% of managers in Northeast Florida started their careers as drivers. You can build your career too. Join the Republic Services team and make a positive impact on your community and the environment today. Visit republicservices.jobs for more information and to apply. Republic Services is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wear the star. Drive your career.
This is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics, a Konica Minolta company. Konica Minolta is an innovatively powerful worldwide company, leaders in super technology that can help your company grow. Konica offers powerful software solutions, exceptional IT services, and award-winning digital copier systems. Konica is ranked as one of the best companies to work for by Forbes magazine. Partnering up with the Jacksonville Jaguars, this is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics and market vice president of Konica Minolta Business Solutions.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Ready to take your game to the next level? Become a pro fan. Only with NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. With NFL Red Zone, you can see every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. And with NFL Network, you get 24/7 coverage of the entire league. Switch to an X1 double play from Comcast and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call 1-800-XFINITY or click today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Man, I can't land this trick. The sun keeps getting in my eyes.
Here, you gotta try these Modison sunglasses. They're made from recycled skateboards.
I've never seen anything like these.
No two are alike, and Modison has a bunch of different styles available, each with its own use and abuse graphics.
Whoa, light, comfy, and these lenses are amazing.
Yeah, they come with those sweet flex hinges and polarized lenses that keep the glare out of your eyes, and you can't blame falling on the sun.
Right on. I'm definitely getting a pair of these.
Check out their full collection at Modison.com.
Follow the Jaguars nonstop when you fly from Jacksonville International Airport. Jax has convenient nonstop service to 5 away games in Chicago, Detroit, Houston, Nashville, and Indianapolis. Other Jaguars games in Buffalo, Kansas City, and San Diego are only one connection away. Touchdown with the Jaguars when you fly from Jax.
Chiefs 19, Jaguars 14, the final. Jaguars postgame continues. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. Jags are coming home next week.
Yes, they are. They're going to play the Houston Texans.
You might have heard of them.
I have.
They
division
are the division
rival.
Leaders, in fact. And we'll get to that game coming up here shortly. But it's time now for the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. Allen Hurns, the most notable today. There were a couple of instances for him. He's rolled up from behind, blocking for one of his other receivers. I think Allen Robinson rolled up on him and maybe twisted his ankle around. But he came back in the ball game, and not long after that, got hurt again. This time, a concussion, and was being evaluated for concussion symptoms. So, out of the ball game today, Allen Hurns.
Miles Jack also with the hip. Left the game for a while, but you hope for Hurns. Hurns is so tough, man. This guy, he plays with every manner of injury, and I, knowing him, I'd be surprised if he's not out there against Houston next week. That's just how he is. As long as he's okay, you know. As far as the ankle goes, you know, if you're in the concussion protocol, you got to do what the league says on that. But if anyone is going to turn around and play next week, it would be Allen Hurns, I would expect.
I would expect that as well. Yep. He's a tough guy. There's no doubt about that. Linder, before half, went in, but did not miss any time in the ball game today and seemed to be fine there. So
for all we know, Linder might have been going to get an early spot in the bathroom line. You know, really. I mean,
it was 2 seconds. They weren't
right.
The
offense
ball
had just scored. Yeah. Let me run in and take care of business. So let's hope that's all it was.
That's fine. He played, so we're not even going to question it the rest of the way. So Hurns, Jack, keep an eye on them this week. Of course, Jared Odrick was ruled out on Friday. Did not play. I don't even think he traveled. I don't know if that's true. I should not say that. But he did not play in the game, was not available today. We'll follow those throughout the week. There's your Baptist Health injury report, changing healthcare for good.
I just wanted to mention, too, correct myself for saying that I didn't see Jalen Ramsey on the stat sheet. He did have a solo tackle and assist. My point being that was a compliment to him. The more they stay away from your top cornerback, the fewer stats he has is generally a sign that other teams have seen it on film and they're respecting that guy and not going near him.
We'll come back and preview next week's game. By the way, if you want to follow on Twitter, at NFL Football Ops, OPS, and at Dean Blandino, they said they'll have a video reviewing that play at the goal line a little later. It has not come out, so check it out on Twitter if you want to follow the official league operations department and VP of officiating. Back in a moment, Jags fall 19-14, Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Geico brings you endorsements from the backup to the backup punter.
I'm the backup punter to the backup punter. The only time I'm on the field is when I'm headed to the locker room. Do I get high fives? Nope. Sign autographs? Nuh-uh. My jersey? It's never been washed. I'm just a kicker kicking it on the sidelines. But I did score on my car insurance by switching to Geico. They saved me money faster than Coach could say, Jenkins, you're in. Even though Coach would never say that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amanda Borges here for Dreamfinders Homes. Jacksonville is home to the first of its kind hospitality show home at Gate 4 of Everbank Field. Stop by Dreamfinders Homes Stadium Home before any Jaguar home game for a model tour and register for a chance to win amazing prizes, including iPad minis and Apple Watches. Dreamfinders Homes will select one winner per home game. Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
There are two types of hot water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai tankless water heaters work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Jaguars fans, are you ready to up your checking game? Game on. The Jaguars Visa debit card, available exclusively at EverBank, is yours free when you open an EverBank Yield Pledge checking account. With your Jaguars Visa debit card, you'll get unlimited ATM reimbursements nationwide when you maintain a minimum average daily balance of $5,000. It's your money. Make the most of it. Visit a financial center near you or find us online at everbank.com/jagscard. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank, member FDIC.
Final moments of Jaguars postgame. Scoreboard Show is coming up. You're listening on our flagship station in Jacksonville, 1010 XL or 92.5 FM. You can get your calls in and your thoughts about this ball game today. Mike and I will be here for the next hour or so after this program is over. But the Jaguars are back home next week, and they'll come back home with a 2-6 record and face the division-leading Houston Texans here at Everbank Field. First of two meetings with Houston this year, and the Texans lead the way in the AFC South, and they are off today. So they'll come in fresh off a bye week as well.
That doesn't help. Jags obviously making the road trip today, but for Jacksonville, this is such a game of what could have been today, JP. I think, if we had seen Chris Ivory's touchdown hold up, I don't think Kansas City is the type of team that's going to come back from what we saw today, 1-14 on third down. I don't know if they could have if they needed to. They never needed to drive the field, so we don't know.
Yep.
But how good would it have felt to say, wow, you know what? All right, Bortles wasn't perfect, but he was better than last week. We found a running game. The defense was dominant at times, and we overcame a 4-0 turnover margin or whatever if you hadn't had that turnover at the goal line, maybe a 3. Either way. Instead, what it turns into is just another loss. I mean, it's a better played loss. I don't know how much solace fans are going to take from that. You certainly played better than you did the last few times out against Oakland and Tennessee. There's no question about that. But the end result is what the end result is. You're 2-6.
Beside the turnovers, those are what they are, has the offense found something to hang their hat on?
Well, we'll find out if they can replicate this, right? Because it seems like, now, I don't know if this is Nathaniel Hackett or maybe Ivory just, is one of those things. He had a day, but it certainly looked like the running game was for real today. And if that's the case, it just going to take a lot of pressure off of Blake Bortles going forward. You may be without Allen Hurns. We don't know. But I think Marquise Lee has played very well this year. He can step in. It's going to change, what you do. Using Lee as a slot guy, if you do that, because you got Robinson and Hurns, they have to respect on the outside. Do you move Lee to the outside? And if you do, is Walters playing in the slot, or do you play maybe some Ben on the outside? However that is, maybe mess with their continuity a little bit. But, there were some positive signs here. It's just, I don't know, who do you put this on? It's not the coaching staff. That's, these guys know they got to hang on to the football. Yep. I mean, Brian Walters is about as the guy you'd least suspect would lay one on the ground, and he did that today. Both of your running backs. It's not like you can go away from Yeldon and Ivory, to punish them for that. And Blake, obviously, that was not a good throw. It wasn't his worst throw of the day. So he was still shaky, but far better. I mean, if we're just comparing him to his own performance last week, it was maybe not night and day, but a major step in the right direction. So you got to capitalize on that. You got to build on that and continue to perform this way and cut out the darn turnovers.
So, end of the day, Jags are down 2-6, and they'll welcome the Houston Texans next week with a 1 o'clock kickoff at Everbank Field. We'll go on the air on the network at 12 noon with countdown to kickoff in preparation for a fairly rare Jags home game.
Very,
so far
very
this
beatable
year.
Team, too. I mean, Brock Osweiler on the road has been very shaky this year, and he's been much better at home. Will Fuller, the rookie there, has been much better at home. DeAndre Hopkins is not having the typical type of year. And you feel now, if you got a number one guy, he says it's going to go crazy against his team because of the presence of Jalen Ramsey back there. So, look, they're still a good team. They're the class of the division so far, and they do bring a very solid defense in, even without J.J. Watt now being lost for the season. So it's not going to be easy against the Houston Texans, but the Jags can line up. They play the way they did today, minus the turnovers. They can beat a lot of teams in the National Football League. It's a big if, though, and we'll see if they're able to do that next week. I hope, for the fans' sake, that they at least appreciated that there is a much more competitive game, much more spirited game. Got a much better effort from top to bottom by the Jags. I don't fault the effort. I just fault the execution on hanging on to the football, and that's all it boiled down to. But it did boil down to that. So, I hope, because we all want that atmosphere. I'm not blaming the fans. The fans could choose to do what they want, come, not come, cheer, boo, whatever the case may be. But I hope they got something out of this that they feel like, all right, we saw some fight in this team. Let's go out and let's give them the benefit of the doubt as they take on Houston next week.
Houston 5-3 entering today. Tennessee 4-4. They're in action right now, and they are trailing the Chargers 16-7 in the second quarter. Indy 3-5. They're also in action. They're leading the Packers 17-10, 9 minutes in the second, and the Jags at 2-6. So that'll do it for our coverage today on Jaguars Postgame on the network. Our Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Manager of Radio is Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are producers. Max Hockman produces Jaguars.com pre- and post-game coverage. For Jeff Lagerman and Mike Dempsey and everyone involved, this is J.P. Shadrick saying goodnight. Final score, Chiefs 19, Jaguars 14 on the Jaguars Radio Network.